reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
2010 PDGA Professional World, the championships of disc golf are over. But PDGA Radio News is here now with you again to provide a final wrap-up of those results from Indiana and a reaction from some of the winners. We'll also update the world rankings recently updated, cover the upcoming tournament schedule, and tell you the official results of this year's elections for the PDGA Board of Directors. Those stories, along with the rest of this past week's disc golf news, all coming your way next, right here on another weekly edition of PDGA Radio News, which is for August 6th, 2010. Yes, the 2010 World Championships came to a thrilling conclusion at the Lemon Lake Disc Golf Complex in Indiana this past Saturday as PDGA World titles were awarded after the 5 days of competition to players in 9 separate divisions. Eric McCabe of Kansas is your new world champion from the men's open division, using his great putts and consistency to distance himself from the rest of this year's very talented open field. McCabe caught fire Wednesday afternoon when he began his march up the standings after a relatively slow start he had over the first couple rounds, but continued to move up the leaderboard then on Thursday. But it was then Friday afternoon's 1085 rated round that got him into the top spot, but still followed closely by Paul Ulibarri, Josh Anthon, Dave Feldberg, and others, all still in contention. But McCabe was searching for his career's biggest win by far so far, and kept his foot on the accelerator during Saturday's semifinal round and the final nine to finish with a 5-throw margin of victory over Feldberg, Anthon, and Ulibarri, who all finish tied for second place. Nate Doss just missed his chance to play in the final nine, but takes fifth place overall, with Nico LeCastro in sixth, and a tie for seventh between Steve Rico, Steve Brinster, and Adam Olsen. Devin Owens and Ziggy Bierkoven tied for 10th. McCabe said he's glad he took advantage of his good play over the weekend, was able to finally grab the world title, even though he says his goal was to simply make the finals.
I really felt last year could have been my year, honestly, because it was Kansas City. It's an hour and a half from where I grew up, played disc golf. I knew all those courses, but I had the early hand injury last year, and it just, you know, wasn't it. Wasn't time to be, and I'm glad this is the year. I mean, you know, we had a couple, you know, bumps in the road early on, but I played pretty decent all week long. I shot 59, 58 on gold, which is, you know, right there. And we came out and played practice rounds and kept scoring rounds. And I felt like my scores were enough to at least get me in the finals, you know, which was my goal. You know, my ultimate goal basically was to win, of course. But, you know, I'd have been satisfied with the finals.
After a long run of women's open world championships being swapped between Des Redding and Valerie Jenkins and a few by Juliana Korver, there's now a new name to add to the history books of women's disc golf. It is Sarah Stanhope. Stanhope from South Carolina took a 6-throw cushion in a Saturday semifinal round where she appeared to easily withstand any potential challenges, playing so good she almost had a victory lap for her final round, as she's en route to earning her first world title by a 6-throw margin of victory, that despite giving back 5 to 6 throws each to her card mates during that final nine. Des Redding continues an incredible run of world championship performances. She closed out the decade with 9 consecutive finishes as either the winner or runner-up. Valerie Jenkins captures third place this year after winning the previous 3 women's world titles. Impressive herself. Meanwhile, Liz Carr takes 4th place and Paige Pierce claims 5th. Stanhope started playing disc golf back in 2004 and again becomes the first woman in nearly 10 years to win the title, not named Korver, Redding, or Jenkins.
Well,
Learned disc golf in South Carolina, where we play in the woods a lot. And fortunately, there were a lot of wooded courses here. And that's where I got my lead and was able to hold on. Well, I started playing in 2004, summer 2004. My roommate and I we picked it up. We played ball golf a lot, but that's kind of expensive, especially in Charleston, South Carolina. So I picked up disc golf. Then I moved back to the west end of the state to the Clemson area. Went to Clemson twice. I got my master's, and there's just a good disc golf scene up there, and I started to learn things like a wraith is different than a dragon, and you know, the guys up there really helped my game, and I found a double scene, and I loved it.
Brad Hammack regained his world championship form, claiming his fifth career world title as the planet's best disc golfer this year in the Masters division. Being pushed hard, though, by Mike Moser and Patrick Brown, among others, in a very competitive Masters field. Hammack takes advantage of a deft approach game, outpacing Moser by 3 throws and Brown by 4. Jim Oates finishes in 4th and Jay Redding takes 5th. Again in Masters. For the Masters women, Barrett White enjoys the comforts of home playing the Lemon Lake disc golf courses. Playing out of nearby Forest Park, Illinois, she earns the Women's Masters World Championship. White's steady play helps dethrone defending champion Elaine King, who was 3 throws behind in 2nd place. Greg Hosfeld won his 2nd World Championship in the last 3 years. He holds off a late-charging Tim Keith in the men's Grandmasters division. Hosfeld neutralized Keith's 2 aces during the week. By making a number of big putts in the late rounds, he wins by 3 over Keith. Jim Myers and David Devine complete that lead card with David Greenwell in 5th. It was a 5-peat for Kathy Hardiman, who needed a late surge, though, to play past the great efforts of Suzette Simons to win her a World Championship trophy. Hardiman's 7-throw margin victory kept the women's Grandmaster title with her in Colorado Springs, and is now one of the longest winning streaks in PDGA World's history. Dr. Rick Vokes wins his 7th World Championship overall this year by an impressive 21 throws over Hall of Famer Snapper Pearson. That in the senior Grandmasters division, Peter Shai finishes in 3rd ahead of Tom Klickner and Dave Dunapace. Jerry Robbins successfully defended his PDGA Legends World Championship this year, besting Bill Ball, who finishes in 2nd place. Robbins gave big thanks to the Red Rock Disc Golf Club, who hosted this year, and also to tournament director Brian Cummings for what he said, making this the best Worlds yet. He said the layout and schedule made for the Legends this year was also favored by the other players he talked to as well. Don Dillon elsewhere earned the first ever World Championship in the newly formed Senior Legends Division. He holds off a very good game from Dr. Stancil Johnson, who came back strong to finish 6 throws behind. And with that, the 2010 PDGA Professional Disc Golf World Championships, we can now put them in the disc golf history books for future generations, but actually the future is now. You can relive all that excitement either through the DVD, which we'll tell you about later, or by checking out the articles, pictures, videos, commentary, results, and all the rest of the coverage brought to you by PDGA Media over Worlds Week. It's on the 2010 Pro Worlds Media page. You can link to that from PDGA.com. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. During the 29th anniversary of the PDGA Professional Disc Golf World Championships, more than 300 players from 38 states and 5 countries converged on the Lemon Lake Complex in northwest Indiana, seeking answers to disc golf's most asked question: who is the world's best disc golfer? Well, now, in case you were unable to attend in person or just want to relive the memorable history-making week-long event, the 2010 PDGA Disc Golf World Championships is available on DVD to help provide the answer in a high-quality digital production brought to you by River's Edge Digital Media. See the shots that mattered most as the drama of the World Championships unfold in 9 professional divisions. The DVD features player interviews, the great and not-so-great shots of the week, highlights of the rounds, divisional finals coverage, and the crowning of the world champions at the award ceremony. Among the hours of footage, it's all hosted by 16-time world frisbee champion Crazy John Brooks. The 29th anniversary edition of the PDGA World Championships is a must-have for any disc golf enthusiast. You can pre-order your copy today from PDGAstore.com to ensure you'll be one of the first with the video in your collection. It's a very affordable $25. Pre-orders are expected to ship as soon as production is finished. Now, checking in with the newly updated PDGA World Rankings, it reflects the results from last week's World Championships, but not officially the ratings from them, but they show Dave Feldberg still in the top spot for the men, ahead of Nico LaCastro and Josh Anthon. Nate Doss has moved up one spot to the fourth position. UC Maresma up 2 spots to number 5, followed by Paul Ulibarri up 6 to number 6 after his second place tie at Worlds. Ken Climo is 7th, Steve Rico is 8th, Marcus Kallstrom slips from 4th to 9th, and Steve Brinster is 10th, also moving up 6 after his top 10 at Worlds. Eric McCabe, of course, the world champion now, he is up to 17th. He was 31st. He is still trying to recover in those world rankings after missing several months of tournament play last year due to his hand injury. The women's rankings also not changing much after the Worlds. Valerie Jenkins still the number one position, followed a lot more closely now, though, by the newly crowned world champ, Sarah Stanhope, with her score of 1.70 using the world rankings calculations, just behind Jenkins, who's at 1.54. Des Redding is in third, Liz Carr is fourth, and Liz Lopez, now fifth in the world for the women. Well, during this past month of July, the PDGA also conducted their annual elections, selecting 3 new board members along with a number of regional coordinators. A total of 3,121 members took part in the online vote, represents a 6% decrease, though, over last year's rate. From those voters, 3 new members to the PDGA Board of Directors were elected, the top 3 vote-getters overall, they being Avery Jenkins with more than 2,200 votes, Dave Nesbitt was second with about 1,700, and Kayla Visca in third place with about 1,500 votes, claiming that third and final board position that was up for grabs this year, about 200 more than Theo Pazzi and 300 more than Jack Lowe. Michael Perkis, the only other declared candidate, had about 400 total votes. Also, 131 write-in votes overall, including 10 for Dave Feldberg, who's already on the board and not up for re-election until next year, who, along with 3 others. Full results from that vote for the board of directors and the coordinator positions and all the write-in votes can be found online from PDGA.com. The PDGA would also like to ask all the members to join in thanking the outgoing board members, Rick Rothstein, Chris Bellinger, and Matt Gillis, as well as all the outgoing state, country, and regional coordinators, all for their volunteer time they dedicated to the betterment of disc golf. Now getting back to check out some of the results from the PDGA sanctioned tournaments that took place the weekend of July 31st and August 1st. Not a lot of events on the schedule, with the Pro World still wrapping up in Indiana, but we'll start in Arizona, where they held the 5th annual Lemon Drop. It's Jeff Olson there taking their title by just 1 throw over Andrew Bohm. Masters goes to David Ness, and the advanced division for the amateurs goes to Chris Kaufman. It was amateurs only in North Carolina for the Bull City Shootout. There, Matthew Gill wins by 8. Also, AMs only in Texas for the Tyler 54. It goes to Lucas Collier by 10 over Omar Williams. Advanced Masters won by Mike Strout, and Intermediate goes to Kristom Strout. Chris Sprague wins the Pro Flight Open in Iowa on Sunday over Tanner Duncan, while Ben Callaway shoots well to win in Advanced. Then back in time in Iowa on Saturday was the Indian Hills Revival. There, Tanner Duncan took the win for the pros. Sean Gerhardt won in Advanced. Brad Schick won a close battle in Ohio at the Wildcat Hollow. That over Dan Hollingshead and Rusty Ortman. Meanwhile, it took a playoff in Advanced to decide the winner, with Scott Knuth prevailing over James Lovejoy. Jerry Dobbins won Advanced Masters. Rodney Van Horn runs away with the Intermediate Division. Sean Spencer wins Recreational, and Melinda Dyke wins there for the Amateur Women. A pair of events over the weekend in Michigan. First Saturday in the town of Holly, it's Adam Kahn picking up the win and first place check. Then Sunday in Freeland, it's Dan Treese winning by one over Matt Toy, and Masters going to Kevin Suave. Quickly elsewhere, Timmy Gill won the Mankato Open in Minnesota, with Seth Peek taking it in Advanced. Kyle Crabtree beats up Mike Leslie in Washington at the Chump Challenge. And Dave Ross won in British Columbia, Canada. For full results, of course, from those events and others, simply check out the official PDGA tournament calendar from PDGA.com, where you can also see the upcoming events for the weekend of August 7th and 8th and beyond. But this weekend, you have the Mad City Open in Madison, Wisconsin, or the other eight here on this week's schedule. It's in Pennsylvania as Shoals Bicycle Center presents the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open. B-tiers are in Minnesota for the Gotta Play Bassett Creek outside of Minneapolis. Dexter, Michigan has the Discraft Great Lakes Open. California will host the San Francisco Safari. The White River Open is in Washington. The Lakes Edge Open will be in Reidsville, North Carolina. Also a pair of B-tiers in Texas, either in Lubbock or Grand Prairie. The Kingston Open in Norwalk, Ohio, along with C-tiers in Maine, Montana, Illinois, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and a pair each in Oregon and southern Minnesota. Internationally sanctioned tournaments in Denmark, Japan, Belgium, and the Finnish Championships in Finland.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know what that is? Being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back to your PDGA Radio News for August 6th, 2010. The first story we have this week is from Michigan, and an article in the Charlevoix Courier, where they reported that the city of Charlevoix officials are seeking input now from the community on a proposal to establish a new disc golf course at the Mount Micsauba Recreation Area. In a recent release on the proposal, City Planning Director Mike Spencer noted that disc golf has been played at Mount Micsauba for many years, first on a formal course and later and now on informal user-created courses marked by duct tape. However, at its meeting this May, the Charlevoix City Council discussed an accident in which a hiker had been hit near the eye with a golf disc. At that meeting, City Council decided that something should be done to formally address disc golf at that area. And at that time, city staff noted prohibiting disc golf outright would be problematic. And, well, with other problems, and with that in mind, the council directed city staff to explore all the options and see if disc golf could be compatible with the area's other uses. In the interim, city staff put temporary signs around the Mount McSaba area indicating disc golf is not an appropriate or approved use on the hiking trails. Spencer said one of the considerations was whether to make the proposed course 9 or 18 holes. Staff opinion is that because the area had so many other uses, it would have to be 9. And with all the limitations in mind, city staff put out the proposal for a 9-hole course and is accepting public comments on that until September 3rd. Contact the City of Charlevoix for more information on that. Well, now from the Darien News out of the Northeast, an article written by Noelle Frampton, where she writes that as a kid, Mark DeRosa hated playing sports, especially despised golf, but first time he played disc golf, it was a sport he liked. Forest hiking, throwing a frisbee, that's all you need. That was about 12 years ago. Mark now teaches middle school art at a school in Bridgeport. His brother John and two others are now trying to bring disc golf to Bridgeport. They started a disc golf club about a year ago, now boasts 25 members, and they're now proposing to install an 18-hole course at Veterans Memorial Park. Their proposal awaits approval from the Board of Park Commissioners. John DeRosa, who directs a Bridgeport-focused development company, appeared for the second time now before the board earlier this month, along with Adam Goodman, a pro disc golfer who lives in nearby Fairfield. They said the course, built by volunteers and contributions from local businesses, would revitalize the park and the area, also be a tourism draw, and wouldn't cost the city anything. Although there are some 15 disc golf courses in the state, only about 5 of them are full 18-hole courses, and the DeRosa brothers said those are the ones that disc golfers really like to use. The brothers and Goodman are going to use a similar course in Norwalk's Cranberry Park as their inspiration for the course design, and if their plan is approved, they and the others in the group would clean out all the brush and invasive plants from the park and do other maintenance, thereby not costing the city anything. Finally this week, from Thunder Bay, Ontario, an article by Jamie Smith in their TV News Watch. They've created a new disc golf course there on Birch Point, getting positive early reviews. Free public 18-hole course was set up over the spring, baskets installed earlier this summer. Their city park planner, Werner Schwarr, said no site preparation was required and total cost spent by the city was only about $6,000. City plans to have an official launch for the course sometime the second week of August. That is your PDGA Radio News here for August 6, 2010. Until next week, I am Steve Kaczynski, wishing everyone the safest of travels and happiest of disc golf adventures until we meet again somewhere out there within the ever-expanding disc golf galaxy.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.